When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hello, everybody!
Thanks for joining us this week
on episode 24 of Trivia for Kids,
the podcast. I'm Casey.
I'm Quinn.
Oh, and boy, we had a busy weekend. So busy, in fact, that it's Monday, and we're just getting this recorded. Why did we have such a busy weekend, Quinn? What did we do?
Our cousins from 11 hours away came over, and then we just went to Chicago and drove all the way back, a 9-hour drive. So, yeah, it's been busy.
Yeah, so we got to go to a family wedding in Chicago, and the kids had never really been there before, so we took them with, and we had a really great weekend. Lots of hotel time, lots of swimming in pools. And then yesterday we played Big City Tourist. And what did we do?
We traveled around downtown Chicago.
And what did we see?
The Big Bean. We got to see a fountain with faces on it. And then they'd spit every once in a while. And you could go under that. And it was fun.
What about the park we went to?
Oh, man, that was giant. It was amazing.
Yeah, we went to this park in downtown Chicago called, I think it was called Maggie Daly Park, and it was so unique and huge. Had all kinds of cool stuff for the kids to play on and unique things like this giant bridge, suspension bridge, and towers and slides. And so then we had all that fun yesterday, and then we drove a couple of hours, stayed at a different hotel, swam in the pool last night, swam in the pool this morning, and then drove in the car all the way home today. So we're pretty exhausted. And now, Quinn, what do you get to go do?
Softball. So I've already got my uniform on and I'm doing the podcast.
Because we got to fit it in quick before your softball game. How hot is it outside right now?
It's like 100 degrees. It's a complete change from Chicago, which was like 68.
Yeah, it was cold in Chicago. Now it's 100 degrees back when we got home. So Quinn's going to be a sweaty Freddy at her game tonight.
I want to wear shorts, but we're required to wear pants.
And long socks, right?
And long socks.
Do you have a joke of the week for us?
What do you call a cow that won't give milk? A milk dud.
I like that one. I also like milk duds.
I don't really like milk duds.
Except when they stick to your teeth, then I don't like them, but they are yummy. Great joke. You ready to get started?
Let's do this.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round 1. The category is dinosaurs. We got a lot of great category ideas for this episode from listener Matthew. Thanks, Matthew! Question 1. Some dinosaurs, like the T-Rex, walked on 2 legs. What are animals that walk on 2 legs called? Question 2. Preserved remains of bones, plants, and even footsteps are known as what? Question 3. Velociraptors were portrayed wrongly in the movie Jurassic Park. They were not large or reptilian-skinned, but they were vicious. What covering did these chicken-like creatures have? Question 4. Which large plant-eating dinosaur with distinctive pointed plates down its back and tail had the brain the size of a walnut, but probably heavier? Question 5. How long were the arms of an average Tyrannosaurus rex? Question 6. There are 7 now, but at the beginning of the Triassic period, how many continents were there? Question 7. How many million years ago did the dinosaurs become extinct? 15 million, 40 million, or 65 million years ago? And now the answers to round 1. Question 1. Some dinosaurs, like the T-Rex, walked on 2 legs. What are animals called that walk on 2 legs?
Bipeds.
So, can you think of other things that are bipeds?
No, the only thing I'm thinking of right now are bicycle pedals.
I think humans are bipeds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we are bipeds. What are dinosaurs called that don't walk on 2 legs?
I think a quadruped.
Did not know that.
Question 2. Preserved remains of bones, plants, and even footsteps are known as what?
Fossils.
So recently, kind of near where we're from, there was a man on a construction site who was running like a backhoe or an excavator, and he found something very cool. What was it?
A mammoth tooth.
A woolly mammoth tooth, yes. So he knew when he dug it up that it was not a normal, you know, rock or stick, or not stick, but like old tree. He knew it was something different, and he liked dinosaurs, so he had an idea that it might be something from back then, and he found a woolly mammoth tooth, like within a half hour of where we live.
How did he know that it was a woolly mammoth tooth?
I don't think he knew it was a woolly mammoth tooth, but I think he knew it was something special. Question 3. Velociraptors were portrayed wrongly in the movie Jurassic Park. They were not large or reptilian-skinned, but they were vicious. What covering did these chicken-like creatures have?
Feathers.
These feathered creatures weighed up to, at most, 35 pounds and were given a name that means swift thief. It is believed that they were similar in shape to a chicken, just a little larger. They were most likely warm-blooded, too. So in Jurassic Park, you've never seen it because it's a little scary. But in Jurassic Park, the velociraptors probably look like they're about as big as the people. And so this is saying that that wasn't really true. They're about the size of a chicken.
I've never seen a chicken that weighs 35 pounds.
That would be a really fat chicken. That's true.
And lay some really fat eggs.
Question 4. Which large plant-eating dinosaur with distinctive pointed plates down its back and tail had a brain the size of a walnut, but probably heavier?
A stegosaurus. When this reptilian dinosaur was discovered, experts thought that it must have 2 brains. This was because the stegosaurus has a dog-sized brain inside an elephant-sized body.
So, I wonder, stegosauruses were huge, right? And they had a brain the size of a walnut.
That doesn't sound right.
No. So they must not have been very smart. But they had those big plates down their back, which protected them, likely. So maybe they didn't have to be smart. Maybe they didn't have to worry about anybody, you know, hurting them because they had such great armor. Question 5. How long were the arms of an average Tyrannosaurus rex?
1 meter or 3 feet long. When I think of a T-Rex, I think of them having like these little 2-inch arms. But that's like over half of my size.
Right. So if you think about it in a scale, like in scale, Tyrannosaurus rexes were huge and they had arms that were about the size of your brother.
That's crazy.
But compared to the rest of their body, they were pretty short. Like I always think those little dinosaur jokes are funny where it has like a T-Rex and he can't like eat a sandwich or can't reach stuff because he has tiny arms.
Yeah.
Question 6. There are 7 now, but at the beginning of the Triassic period, how many continents were there?
Only one. It was known as Pangaea.
So did you know that all the continents were all together?
I did.
And then they split apart?
Was that like from an asteroid?
I'm not 100% sure. I don't know if anybody's 100% sure. But when it was just one continent, it was called Pangaea. Question 7. How many million years ago did the dinosaurs become extinct? 15 million, 40 million, or 65 million years ago?
65 million years ago.
I don't get it either. I talked to Dan about this answer and just my brain cannot comprehend 65 million years ago. Round 2. The category is farm animals. Question 1. What type of animal makes a noise called a bleat? Question 2. What animal walks up to the lemonade stand in the popular kids' song? Question 3. How many eggs per year will the average hen lay? Question 4. Which farm animal can get a sunburn? Question 5. A human has 3 muscles in our ears. How many muscles does a horse have in its ears? Question 6. Cows can sleep standing up or lying down. But what do they do when sleeping lying down that they can't do standing up? Question 7. What is a male duck called?
And now the answers to round 2. Question 1. What type of animal makes a noise called a bleat?
A goat or a sheep?
I thought it would be called like a baa.
No, I think they're called, well, a sheep says baa, but I think the noise is called a bleat. I do a really good baby calf noise. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Put it on the spot here. Blah! That's what they sound like.
That was good.
Thank you. Blah! I grew up on a farm, so I make a good baby kitty noise, too. I'll save that for another episode.
Question 2. What animal walks up to the lemonade stand in the popular kids' song?
The duck. I know you love this song. Can you sing it?
Not if you're
not. A duck walks up to the lemon. Oh,
the lemonade stand. And he says,
to the man running the stand. Hey, dun, dun, dun. Got any grapes? It's a great song. If you haven't heard it, you should YouTube it.
Question 3. How many eggs per year will the average hen lay?
227 eggs. I think if you got within 10, we would give you credit for the answer. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of eggs.
It's even ostrich laying that much.
Oh, man.
Their bottom would be sore by now. Question 4. Which farm animal can get a sunburn?
Pigs.
Really?
They can.
I would have thought it was like a cow.
Because pigs don't really have, they have hair, but it's very short. And it doesn't cover their skin. So pigs have to be in shade or they will get sunburned. And it's another reason why they're in mud and they get covered in mud because that mud works as like a sunblock.
But doesn't the sun absorb dark? No, dark stuff absorbs the sun.
Right. But the sun's UV rays can't get through the mud to burn the pig's skin.
Oh. Question 5. A human has 3 muscles in our ears. How many muscles does a horse have in its ears?
10.
Question 6. Cows can sleep standing up or lying down, But what do they do when sleeping lying down that they can't do standing up?
Dream. Horses and cows can sleep standing up, but they don't experience full REM sleep, the type of sleep that allows us to dream, unless they are lying down.
What?
So, I've never experienced a horse or a cow sleeping to know whether or not they dream, but when you have a dog, I've seen a dog dream. Like, our dog used to, like, bark in his dreams, and I think animals dream.
Question 7. What is a male duck called?
A drake.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Round 3. The category is coins. Big thanks to coin collector and listener Danny for his category idea. What a cool hobby, Danny. Question 1. What was the first animal to appear on a U.S. circulating coin? Question 2. True or false? Pennies were once silver. Question 3. Who was the first president to appear on a coin? Question 4. What was the smallest value ever issued on a coin in the United States? Question 5. Which of these coins does not have an inscription saying how many cents it is worth? A penny, a nickel, or a dime? Question 6. Who is on the half-dollar coin, also known as the 50-cent piece? Question 7. What animal appeared on a nickel from 1913 to 1938? Round 3 answers. So, would you ever be a coin collector? That's pretty cool that Danny collects coins, isn't it?
That's awesome.
I wonder where he finds them. Like antique stores or on the sidewalk?
Not the sidewalk. People would already have picked him up.
That's true.
Well, maybe he gets to them first.
Could be. Question one. What was the first animal to appear on a U.S. circulating coin?
An eagle. Centuries ago, the U.S. Mint created several eagle coins that represented values of $2.50, $5, $10, and $20.
That's pretty cool. A $20 eagle coin?
That would be cool. Is it worth anything now?
Oh, I'm sure it's probably worth quite a bit of money. Inflation. Question two. True or false? Pennies were once silver.
True. During 1943, there was a copper shortage, so the U.S. Mint had to create pennies from zinc-coated steel. They looked very similar to dimes.
And do you know what 1943 was? Or what was happening
World
during...
War?
Yes, World War II was happening, so there was a shortage of a lot of stuff during that time.
Oh!
Yes.
I'm putting the pieces together. It makes sense now.
Question three. Who was the first president to appear on a coin?
Abe Lincoln. President Lincoln appeared on the 1 cent coin beginning in 1909, and he was the first president to appear on a coin. If you remember from a previous episode, Abe Lincoln on a penny is the only president on a coin that faces to the right. I remember that.
I remember that too. But when I was writing this answer, this little part of it, I had to look at a penny to make sure because I thought it was left. But
I thought it was left too.
Question four. What was the smallest value ever issued on a coin in the United States?
Half cent. The half cent was minted from 1793 to 1857.
Question five. Which of these coins does not have an inscription saying how many cents it's worth? Penny, nickel, or dime?
Dime. Words on a coin say that a penny is worth 1 cent and a nickel is worth 5 cents. The dime simply says that it is worth one dime.
So hopefully people know what one dime is worth or they'll just be confused, huh?
Yeah.
Question six. Who is on the half-dollar coin or 50-cent piece?
John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy has appeared on the half-dollar since 1964.
Question seven. What animal appeared on a nickel from 1913 to 1938?
A buffalo or a bison.
Have you heard of a buffalo nickel?
Nope.
Oh, I have one. I have a couple, I think.
I feel like those are like the state coins when on the when.
Oh, like the quarters that have the states on the back. Nope. This was a during this time period. It was a buffalo instead of Thomas Jefferson, who is on the nickel now.
That's cool.
Round four. The category is numbers. Thanks for the category idea, Maya. You're a big number one in our book. Question one. Is zero an even number or an odd number? Question two. What is the most popular favorite number? As in, if you walked up to someone and asked them what their favorite number was, what is the most common answer you would get? Question three. In Asia, what number is considered unlucky? Question four. What is the world record for the length of time it took for someone to count to 1 million? Question five. What number is on the black ball in pool or billiards? Question six. What is the largest total number that you can roll in a set of two dice? Question seven. If you are really, really happy, you are in seventh heaven or on what number cloud?
Now the answers to round four. Question one. Is zero an even number or an odd number?
Even. Mathematically, an even number is one that can be divided by two and still create a whole number. Zero meets the criteria because when you half zero, you get zero.
Yeah, my brain hurts now. Question two. What is the most popular favorite number? As in, if you walked up to someone and asked them what their favorite number was, what is the most common answer you would get?
Seven. Of all the whole numbers between 0 and 100, there's almost a 10% chance a person will say their favorite number is 7. What's your favorite number, Quinn?
7. No. 16. My dad's is 23.
What's mine?
7.
No. You know dad's and you don't know mine?
No.
Sad. Mine's 21.
Oh. Did not know that. Question three. In Asia, what number is considered unlucky?
Four. Known as tetraphobia, the number four is unlucky, potentially because the word four sounds similar to the word death in a number of Asian languages. In America, the number 13 is considered unlucky.
I don't like 13.
Well, there you go.
It's not a bad number, though. Question four. What is the world record for the length of time it took for someone to count to 1 million?
89 days. Jeremy Harper of Alabama holds the Guinness World Record for counting to 1 million. He live streamed the entire process. He spent 16 hours per day counting aloud, while the other 8 hours were spent eating or sleeping.
What do you mean sleep?
Like this. I mean, it took him 89 days. He had to sleep. He had to take a break to sleep.
No, it said...
He spent 16 hours a day counting.
The other 8 hours he spent eating and sleeping.
Yes. So out of 24 hours in a day, he counted for 16 and he ate and slept for the other 8.
Oh, I thought he was like, I count while I'm eating and I count while I'm sleeping.
So when I asked you this question in the car while I was writing this, and what was your dad guess, like 9 hours or something? And your guess was your guess was a little more, but not much more than that.
Mine was one day.
89 days to count to 1 million.
Oh my God.
So don't try it. Well, I don't know. Try it if you want, I guess. Get to 90 or get to 88.
3, 4.
Okay, you got to go to softball. You can't try it.
Question five. What number is on the black ball in pool or billiards?
8.
What's a billiard?
Pool. You know, like the game of pool with a pool stick on a pool table with the colored balls and the striped balls and the solid balls and the 8 ball, which is black.
What's the difference between a black ball and a billiard?
Oh, pool is just like another name for billiards. They're interchangeable.
Oh. Question 6. What is the largest total number you can roll in a set of 2 dice?
12. The highest number on each dice is 6, so 6 plus 6 equals
12. Question 7. If you are really, really happy, you are in 7th heaven, or on what number cloud?
Cloud 9. Also one of Quinn's favorite movies.
I love the movie Cloud 9. I recommend it to all you movie watchers out there.
All you love story snowboarding fans out there. Round 5. The category is endangered species. This category idea was submitted to us by listener Ellie. Love the unique idea, Ellie. Question 1. The blue whale's tongue is about the size of which animal? A meerkat, a lion, or an elephant? Question 2. The endangered black rhinoceros is hunted for what? Question 3. What endangered animal often gets hit by boat propellers? Sperm whales, manatees, or spotted dolphins? Question 4. Giant pandas mostly eat only one thing. What is it? Question 5. Which animal has the largest brain? Here's a hint. It is not a land animal. Question 6. What endangered animal is the largest land mammal? Question 7. What species of unique salamander has feathery gills, a quill-like dorsal fin, spends its entire life in water, and is commonly referred to as the walking fish? And now the answers to round 5. Question 1. The blue whale's tongue is about the size of which animal? A meerkat, a lion, or an elephant?
An African elephant! The blue whale is the world's largest mammal. An average-sized adult is about 80 feet long and weighs about 120 tons.
That's hard to comprehend. That a whale is so big that its tongue is the size of an elephant. Wow.
I wish my tongue was the size of an elephant. Then I'd have more taste buds.
Question 2. The endangered black rhinoceros is hunted for what?
Its horns. Poachers hunt black rhinos for their horns, which are used to make medicine in knives in some cultures.
That's sad. I don't like when poachers hunt these animals for things to help their own lives. And just for their horns. I think they just like kill them, cut off their horns, and then leave them. I'm all for hunting if you're using the whole animal for food and, you know, whatever else.
Or you could just take the horns off and leave the rhino be.
I wonder if you could do that.
That would be a lifesaver.
Just ask them, be like, excuse me, sir. May I have your horn, please? I think they use it as a weapon. Oh. Question 3. What endangered animal often gets hit by boat propellers? Sperm whales, manatees, or spotted dolphins?
Manatees. Such collisions are a major reason why these slow-moving creatures have become endangered.
I love manatees.
They're so cute.
They are so cute, and they're so harmless, and they're just big, fat,
sea cows.
Slow sea cows, and they're just so darn cute, and it breaks my heart to know they're endangered.
In some, like, aquariums, they have these injured manatees in these cages.
That they're trying to recuperate to go back into the ocean. Yeah, we saw them at SeaWorld. Question 4. Giant pandas mostly eat one thing. What is it?
Bamboo. Because bamboo is very low in nutrients, pandas must eat about 40 pounds of it per day.
It's a good thing that it's the fastest growing plant, right?
Yeah. Wait, actually?
Yeah. Did you not do the plants episode that one time?
I don't think so. I think that was Ren. But the panda is endangered?
Yeah, there's not very many pandas left in this world.
Oh, they're so cute.
I know. Question 5. Which animal has the largest brain? Hint, this is not a land animal.
Sperm whale. The sperm whale's brain weighs about 20 pounds.
Wow. Blue whale has an elephant-sized tongue. Sperm whale has a 20-pound brain.
I mean, it's better than a stegosaurus's brain.
That's true. Walnut size. Question 6. What endangered animal is the largest land mammal?
The African elephant. African elephants weigh up to 14,000 pounds and can eat as much as 600 pounds of food per day.
So, blue whale, biggest animal overall, and African elephant, biggest land animal, both endangered. Sad. Come on, people.
Yeah, people.
Quit taking over the world so that these animals can survive.
So they eat 600 pounds. That's more than all of the family members that live in my house combined.
Question 7. What species of unique salamander has feathery gills, a quill-like dorsal fin, and spends its entire life in water, and is commonly referred to as the walking fish.
An axolotl. Axolotls are only found in the wild in one lake complex near Mexico City. They are critically endangered due to water pollution, overfishing, habitat loss, and the introduction of invasive species like perch and tilapia. Thankfully, there are quite a few axolotls in captivity.
When I got the email from Ellie's mom that she wanted to do a category, her category idea was axolotls. And I went, what? And then she said, or endangered species. So thank goodness, because I was like, what in the world is an axolotl? But then once I Googled it, then I was like, oh, that's what an axolotl is.
Yes, yes. They're really cute.
They are cute. So thanks for that unique category. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are.
Question 1. Some dinosaurs, like the T-Rex, walked on two legs. What are animals that walk on two legs called?
Biped.
Question 2. How many eggs per year will the average hen lay?
227 eggs.
Question 3. What was the smallest value ever issued on a coin in the U.S.?
Half cent.
Question 4. Is 0 an even number or an odd number?
Even.
Question 5. What species of unique salamander has feathery gills, a quill-like dorsal fin, spends its entire life in water, and is commonly referred to as the walking fish?
Axolotl!
Question 6. How many million years ago did the dinosaurs become extinct?
65 million years ago.
Question 7. What animal has the largest brain?
Sperm whale.
And that's episode 24 for you folks.
Ready to go get your sweat on, play some softball?
No, I'm ready to play some softball, but don't want the sweat part of that sentence.
We're going to have to fill up your big old water jug with lots of ice and water, won't we? Thankfully, it's a later game, though, so hopefully you'll be in the shade.
Hopefully. It's supposed to be like 100 degrees out.
You'll be fine. You're going to play great. All right, we got to go. Go Warriors! Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. And if you have a question idea or even an entire category, please email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.